This is By the Horns, Episode 6, titled Become Hard to Kill. I'm your host, Ethan Corbin, and today we're going to be talking about basically different things you can do, different steps you can take to become harder to kill, and why you need to be harder to kill. You don't want to go down without a fight, essentially. You should be somebody that is feared, that walks into a room, and I don't mean fear as in, like, people think that you're gonna choke them out right there for no reason. I mean feared as in, people know that you are gonna put up a fight, and you're not gonna die easy. You're not gonna go down easily. So I'll start with saying, I'm going to say the word they a lot in here, in this following podcast. And when I say they, it's very subjective to what you think and what your outlook on the world is. I would argue, I'm a strong Christian, I would argue that in the way I'm going to be using the word they, I would argue that that is mostly referring to just evil. Evil, Satan, the devil, whatever, generally just evil. That can come from anywhere. That can come from absolutely anywhere. I'm sure any far-right people that are listening to this are going to say, oh, that they is the Democrats and the, you know, the establishment or whatever. And the same goes for the far-left people. They're going to be saying, oh, that they are the alt-right white supremacists and blah, 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 all that good stuff. Yeah. So, like I said, it's very subjective, and it really doesn't matter to me very much who you think they are, but there are several points I'll be making in here, and yeah, I'm going to be using the word they a lot, so I want you guys to know that it's really just subjective to what your outlook on the world is. But like I said, my intention with this is I am simply referring to evil forces that are trying to suppress liberty, is what I mean by they. So I'll start with my first point, is they, this sounds cliche, but they want you to be a sheep that can be herded and slaughtered without putting up any fight. Whenever you slaughter sheep, or you slaughter animals or whatever, they don't know what's going on. They'll just follow you right into the slaughterhouse and get killed in there. They got no clue what's going on. That's what they want you to be. That's what the powers at be, or the powers at hand, the evil, that's what they want you to be. They want you to be able to be herded and brought into the slaughterhouse and killed right then and there without even realizing what's going on until it's too late. You need to avoid that. You need to be awake. You need to be aware of what's going on. And that applies on a macro and micro level. You need to be aware of what's going on in the nation and say, okay, this party, or this politician, or this person, or this nation, whatever, is potentially trying to turn me into something that can be herded and slaughtered. And that can be, that, like I said, that can be a nation, that can be a political party, that can be a corporation. There's thousands, endless things that could be. It's, like I said, at the end of the day, it's just evil. It's evil is what it is. And no entity should ever try and herd and slaughter, or create this kind of herd mindset with humans. In order for you to be a sheep, as they say, and be herded into the pen and slaughtered, you cannot be physically, mentally, or spiritually strong. You have to be weak in all three of those aspects. If you're strong, then that's rough. If you don't want to try and herd and wrangle this huge jacked bull that's gonna kick your ass whenever you try to put it in the pen. No, you don't want to do that. I mean, you know, you have to, but it's gonna be a pain in the ass, is what I'm saying. And you know, this applies to the big three I said: physical, mental, and spiritual. You need to be strong in all three of those aspects. And that's what I'm really doing at this podcast. For anyone that's listened to the previous episodes, I want more people to really put effort, put intention, and put time behind sharpening those three different areas of their life: your mental, physical, and spiritual health and well-being. They are so incredibly important for you to be a free and liberated human that has as much free will as your philosophical standings allow you to have, I suppose. So we'll start here. They want you to be physically weak by encouraging sugar and junk food consumption and cheap addictive entertainment like video games or Netflix or any of that stuff. I'll start with the food side. So whenever you're at the store and you're checking out, what is right there at the checkout? It's candy. Candy, soda, sweets, it's always at the checkout. So you see it right when you're going, oh, I'll just throw this extra couple dollars on it, get a pack of Reese cups. Yep, it's every time. If you go to any store, just go look at all the aisles of junk food and sugary foods and foods that are packed full of soy. Sugar is so incredibly addictive, and it absolutely destroys your health. Mentally, and it makes you fat, it gives you brain fog. I'm not going to get into it right now. Anyone with any bit of common sense, unless you're just stubborn, will agree with me right here that sugar is not good. I mean, in moderation, anything is fine, but sugar is designed to be addictive, and the way it's marketed towards you is designed to make you addicted. It's designed to make you drink it or eat it every day. There are hundreds of people that just live off of soda and chips and cookies, and it's candy, and it's horrible. It's absolutely disgusting, and you got to watch out for that. So they, and like I said, they is evil. There's no specific entity I'm referring to here. It's just general evil. They want you to be addicted to this stuff. There's a reason why there's a it I mean well not necessarily I was gonna say it's it seems like there's a war on health food, but there really isn't. It's kind of like a shadow war, if you ask me. Like, a lot of people blow it out of proportion, but there really isn't a war on health foods. But a lot of people like to demonize meat. A lot of the vegans like to say meat is bad, meat is, stay away from meat and milk and fat and all that. No, I strongly disagree. I'll get into this in a different episode with the armorist on here, preferably. He knows his stuff about this topic, and so do I. But this episode ain't about exactly why you should eat healthy. My point is, they want you to consume these cheap, heavy calorie foods that fill you up for an hour and then you're hungry again. So then you go out and buy more of it. That's what they want you to do. They want your money, and they want you to sacrifice your health so that they can have bigger pockets, deeper pockets, I should say. And moving on, we're still here on the physical aspect. And like I said, they want you to get addicted to this cheap entertainment like video games or Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is. I was heavily addicted to video games for a long, 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 long time. From the time I was probably 12 until I was 20. And I'm 21 now. I played games a lot all through high school, probably like 3 or 4 hours a day after school. In the summer, it was probably more like 12 to 15 hours a day. Yeah, I'm not even exaggerating. I had no life back then. That's all I did. That's all I really even gave a shit about. And then right now it's 2020. I'd say in 2018, I really cut back. I was probably doing like 1 hour a day, maybe two on like a day off or something. I really wasn't playing that much though. And then in 2019, I was maybe even playing like once or twice a week. I'd just get on a Minecraft game with my friends or something. And then right now it's October 2020. This past January was the last time I touched a controller. And I think I sold my Xbox to my friend in May or June of this year. So I don't even have a console anymore. It's all gone. All I have is my phone and my laptop. But yeah. So like I was saying, they want you to be addicted to this stuff. They really want you to be addicted to this stuff. The video games are designed to be addictive. They're designed to fulfill these parts of your mind that you should fulfill in real life. Like, they want it. Why would you invest so much time into building this awesome, badass, adventurer, Skyrim character when you can go and do that in real life? You can go spend that same amount of time. You may not be slaying dragons and casting spells, but you can definitely metaphorically slay dragons and cast spells in real life. You can 110% do that. You can go out, and like, a dragon you can slay would be the excess 90 pounds of fat you have on your body. Go slay that dragon instead of playing Skyrim all hours of the day. A spell you could cast would be, I don't know, a self-help book you could read and then apply that knowledge to your life. That's a hell of a better spell than shooting flames out of your hands in a video game. If you ask me, if you ask anybody, I would, unless they're in too deep, unless they're in the deep video game industry, I'd say that anyone would agree with me, that's a far better fucking spell you can cast. And social media is obviously there as well, but we'll get into that here in a little while. So basically, my point with that, how that makes you physically weak, is, like I said, they want you to invest all your time into this game where you just gain fat and your muscles just erode away over time. So you spend all your time sitting in your little gaming chair or your couch or whatever, or in bed, watching Netflix, binge-watching all the new shows and playing all the new games, instead of being out and getting after it and building a body and building a life. That's what they want to happen to you. Next, they want you to be mentally weak. We know this. Everybody knows this. And there's hundreds and countless points I could make of why and how they want you to be mentally weak. I'm only going to focus on one, though. There is one that more people need to learn about, and that is they want you to be mentally weak by throwing every news story on the planet into your face. The goal of the news, hear me out on this, hear me out, this is an important key I'm dropping here. The goal of news is to make everyone's problem in the world your problem. Not everyone's problems are your problems. I'll repeat that. Not everyone's problems are your problems. That's, a lot of people are going to disagree with me there. In the age of, well, I got to be careful with my words here. In the age of social justice and activism and all that, which is good. It's good that people have hearts and that people's intentions lie within the sphere of wanting to help others. That is great. That is wonderful to see. The problem is that it's really, like I said, it's evil. They don't care. Those big news companies, they don't care about you. They don't just want you to be informed. I'm sure some do. I'm sure that, you know, some reporters and some independent journalists and whatnot, I'm sure they want you to be informed. I'm sure they genuinely have a desire to inform the people. And I would say, like, probably 90% of them are incredibly biased towards their own views, which, you know, that makes sense. I'm not going to be mad about that. I'm biased towards my views. I'm sure you're biased towards your views, whether you want to admit it or not. So there's nothing wrong with being biased towards whatever direction you lean in. My problem is that they don't care. They really don't care. They want you to watch it all the time because it puts more money in their pockets every time an ad plays or a commercial plays. All it does is put money in their pockets. They're directly benefiting financially by you giving them your time. And what do you get by watching the news? Yeah, you're informed. But what about all that other shit that pops up? Say if you just want to watch the presidential debate and you go to CNN or Fox News or whatever, do you know how much other stuff you're going to see just swiping by on the screen or in between, or Tucker Carlson talking about the far left, or Dom Lemon, whatever his name is, talking about the far right, whatever. You're going to be absolutely bombarded with random news and random shit that you don't need in your life. You don't need all this extra weight and baggage to carry around. That's all it is. It's just extra weight you have to carry around. And to anyone that's ever done a lot of hiking or running or any of that, you don't need extra weight. You want to cut back on that weight. So I would highly recommend, if not cutting back your social media use drastically, then at least just unfollow a lot of the stuff that just posts news and posts all this, all the news in the world. Like, I would say, like, follow like one or two news sources that are that have different political leanings, just to stay informed. But you got to stay away from stuff that you cannot just binge watch Fox News and turn the world's problems into your problems, because you have your own demons, you have your own wars you have to fight. You don't need to worry about the war of, I don't know, Stephen something in Pennsylvania, who I don't know. I don't even know. I was gonna pull a story out of my ass, but I can't even think of a good one here. You know what I'm saying though. You don't need to worry about everyone's problems. You need to worry about your problems. Unless you're gonna dedicate your life to being like a social worker or a journalist or something, you don't need to worry about that. If you're just the average person, you really do not need to worry about everyone else's problems in the world. Just worry about yourself and keep doing your thing. And like I said, this is designed to make you mentally weak. Whenever you are constantly worrying about everyone's problems, your cortisol levels are out the fucking roof. You are stressed all the time. You have this underlying anxiety that's always there. You got, just stop worrying about it. How do you stop worrying about it? Stop consuming it. Just stop consuming all that news. How do you stop consuming? Unfollow it. Turn the TV off. Go outside. Put your phone down. Turn it off. Just quit. Just quit it. It's that simple. I'm going to move on to the spiritual aspect here. They want you to be spiritually weak by getting you addicted to porn and encouraging a moralless, godless future disguised as progress. I'll say that again. They want you to be spiritually weak by getting you addicted to porn and encouraging a moralless, godless future disguised as progress. Well, for one, I have a podcast coming about this in probably two or three episodes, hopefully by November. Hopefully by November, that's my goal. To have a whole long format podcast dedicated to porn and masturbation and the science behind it and why you gotta stop. Which you guys have heard me talk about that plenty. That's nothing new there. Essentially, this destroys you spiritually. Porn absolutely destroys you spiritually. It kills love. You are constantly feeding you're watching people online. Your brain doesn't know the difference between this online porn star and a real life and real life sex. And there's this guy I know. I'm not gonna say names. I'm not gonna say how I know him, but he mentioned to me. I used to know him. I don't know him anymore. He's this dude I met at the park this one time. I was at the park and I talked to him for a little bit, but he was in very strong defense of sex dolls and like animatronic, like sex wives or whatever, or like online, like interactive porn or whatever the hell it's called. He was big in defense of it, and his argument was that your brain doesn't know the difference between real life sex and this online stuff or this fake alternative. And he was saying, so that it makes it that good that your brain doesn't know the difference. And I was like, dude, that's why it's so fucking dangerous. You got that, your brain doesn't know the difference. You're helping my argument by saying that. That's exactly right. Your brain doesn't know the difference. Whenever you allow you need to work hard for things. This is a given in all and everywhere in life. You have to work for things. You can't just let something good fall into your lap. It doesn't happen like that. If you want something good, if you have a goal, you have to work for it. And whenever you are constantly in your brain banging this super hot supermodel that is fulfilling every one of your deepest, darkest fetishes in porn, your brain doesn't know the difference. And your brain's like, wow, it's this easy to do this incredibly hard thing? Our brains are hardwired to be heavily attracted to hot women because they make better mates. Do you know what we have to do to get with hot women? We have to woo them. We have to be strong. We have to be a good mate. We have to be a good partner to woo a hot woman into getting with us. That's a given. That is a given of life. my friends. You cannot just be this fat ass that doesn't do anything and get with a hot woman unless you have money. Unless you got money or she's crazy or there's some obscure circumstance. 90% of the time, if you're just this fat gamer, porn-addicted idiot, there's not many attractive women that are going to want to be around you at all. And if you want to be with attractive women, and you're this fat, video game addicted, porn addicted loser, you have to put in the damn work. Because I used to be every one of those things I just listed. You have to put in the fucking work. You have to go to the gym. You have to stop eating so much. You have to drink water. You got to lift weights. You got to run. You got to read. You got to learn. You got to prepare, and you got to do what you have to do to be a man and to be a worthy man of being with a worthy woman. And the Armorist, my good friend who's been on this podcast a few times, once told me, high-quality men attract high-quality women, and low-quality men attract low-quality women, vice versa. That's very true. That is incredibly true. And I'm getting back to my point here about porn and how your brain doesn't even know the difference between it. So whenever you are able to pull out of your pocket. Let's go back. Let's say you're a caveman. Or not a caveman. Let's say you're an early human. You're an early human. There's a super hot banging girl walking by, and you wanna mate with her. You wanna have kids. So you gotta woo her. You have to absolutely woo her. You have to really exemplify that you are the alpha male. You are better than any other men in the tribe. And that you will kick and kill anyone's ass so that you can be with her and have children with her and have her raise your children. That's what you have to do. And that's what you've had to do up until, I mean, almost forever. It's still what you have to do in real life. It still is what you have to do. You have to be a good, strong man if you want a good, strong woman. End of the story right there. So, if your brain doesn't know the difference between internet porn and real-life sex, what do you think it does to your brain whenever you can pull your phone out of your pocket at any point in the day? You don't have to work for this. At any point in the day, you can do it at work. You can do it at school. You can do it wherever. You can pull your phone out of your pocket, and you can instantly be having sex with a supermodel, a smoking hot supermodel that fulfills all your fetishes, without having to work at all. Guess what? It fucks up what I don't know the brain very. It fucks up whatever part of the brain has to do with your reward system. Whenever you can just pull out your phone and have one of the most pleasurable experiences a human can experience, which is, you know, reproduction and sex with an attractive mate, your brain's reward system gets fucked up. And whenever you do this every day, you watch porn every day, or even every other day, or even once a week, it fucks you up big time. And your brain's reward system is not going to know what to do. It's going to be haywire. It's going to be fucking fried. So here at the end of the day, or at the end of this segment, I should say, they want you to be spiritually weak. And if you sit there and watch porn all the time, you're going to be spiritually weak. And it's going to fuck you up. It's going to fuck you up big time. And I'll make a full-length podcast just about that, because I can get into it big time. That'll be coming soon. But, yeah, it'll fuck you up. Moving on a little bit, my last point here, probably my not least important, but just the one I'm going to hit the weakest, is they want you to be martially weak by demonizing and even banning firearms. And they aren't really doing anything to demonize martial arts, but it's not as popular as it should be, and you should train martial arts big time. You should buy a gun. If you need help buying a gun, or if you need... No, I'm not going to say help, because I cannot help you buy a gun. I can definitely not do that, I'm sorry. But if you need advice on picking out a gun that you should buy within your budget, contact me, and I'll get you with the Armorist. He is a gun expert. He knows everything about firearms. I'll get you in contact with him. He'll hook you up. If he's unavailable, I'll hook you up. I'm not an expert, but I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you need to buy a gun. You need to train with that gun as well. You need to go to the range. I'm this month, I've set some new goals. I'm going to start going to the range twice a month from now on, all the time. Every 2 weeks or so, I'm going to go down and shoot and just work on my aim, work on practicing that. And yeah, I have a AR-15, quite happy with it. It's a great gun. I've not had any trouble out of it. And yeah, so that's really all I got for guns. They want you to be martially weak. They want you to be disarmed. This is why we have the Second Amendment, because the Founding Fathers knew how important it is for us to be armed. If they take away the arms, then they can very easily take away everything else we have. So don't give up your weapons. Don't rest on your laurels, I should say. And yeah, when it comes to martial arts, by the way, you should train it. I'm starting jiu-jitsu classes very soon. I've trained any martial art ever. So this is going to be a new experience for me. I'm really excited for it. Hopefully I can get sucked into the world of jiu-jitsu, because I heard it is incredibly addictive once you get into it. So, yeah, that's this whole episode. You need to become hard to kill. Become hard to kill. All of these things will make you harder to kill. When you're harder to kill, you're much, much harder to be herded and slaughtered like a sheep. Thank you for listening. This has been By the Horns, Episode 6, with me, Ethan Corbin. Out.